So he's talking to the Pharisees, I believe, here, and he says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil... This is where he's speaking to the Pharisees and Sadducees, of course. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. That's written in red. That's Jesus speaking. Every idle word, we're going to give an account. By our words we will be justified. By our words we will be condemned. You know, salvation comes through believing with our heart and confessing with our mouth. That's how we're saved. That's how we're forgiven. You know, it's something to take very seriously what we speak. And, you know, we all do this and we all know this. You can speak to someone for 5 minutes. Sometimes, most of the time, you can speak to someone for 5 minutes. You can listen to them talk for 5 minutes. And you can, we all do it. We make a decision. Okay. This is good or this ain't. And you know, I would let this person come to my house and eat dinner, or I'm going to stay 500 feet from them. I mean, it is not hard when someone speaks to know if good things are coming out or if they're not. And no matter how good somebody is at covering things up, Scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so even as believers and even as good people, you know, whatever we got in our heart going on is what's going to come out of our mouth. And so, you know, even as believers and we're good people, we're loving Jesus, and maybe we're not necessarily on fire for him, and we're not, like, you know, in that place of, you know, going after it and on fire and praying and reading every day, it's going to show, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If we're lukewarm, it's going to show. If we're on fire, it's going to show. It's going to show in our actions. It's going to show in our words. Out of the abundance of the heart, what's in our heart, it's going to come out of our mouth. We can't help it. It's going to happen. And sometimes it's not always what we say. It's how we say it. It's very important. It's going to come out, even if we try to hide it. So, you know, how we say it, when we say it, if we say anything at all sometimes. You know, we come across people all the time, and it's easy to look. I mean, I just this week was just looking at Facebook and thinking about, I was trying to sell a truck, and had put it on Facebook, and I friended this guy, and, you know, 1 minute, and, you know, I'd seen these posts before about people. You know, 1 minute they're making a post about loving Jesus and the cross and something like that, and then the next minute they're cussing or they're, you know, being filthy, whatever. And I've seen those posts before, and I've thought, well, they're just joking, because I haven't seen anybody actually do that until this week. I friended this guy, and 1 minute it's like, I love Jesus, and he's got a cross on his page, and the next minute it's like completely perverted, and I had to delete the guy. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth, I mean, out of the abundance of the heart, the fingers will post. Seriously. You know, we can be a little more reserved maybe with posts and a little more tactful sometimes and a little more able to hide, but eventually things are going to come out. The things we value, the things we care about, the things that are important to us are the things that we're going to say. They're the things that we're going to be passionate about. You get around those people, and you know this, that it may not necessarily even be bad at all. But I have found that this is absolute truth, that sometimes there's people that you talk to and it's like talking to a brick wall. But as soon as you find out what they're passionate about, suddenly it's like they open up like floodgates and they talk your ear off. There's a guy at a hardware store that for 6-7 years wouldn't say two words to me, and when he did say two words to me, they were not good words. I mean, he was just grumpy and mean and four-letter words and walk away, and that was it for years. And then one day, I found out that he loved baseball. Loved it. So one day I asked him about his favorite. He likes the Rangers. So I asked him how his favorite team was doing. That's all I asked. All of a sudden, this guy completely changes. And ever since, it's been like, when I come in, it's like, he can't wait to talk to me. He's like my best friend. He tells me all about baseball, even though I could care less. But he don't know that. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. The things that we're passionate about are obvious to others, whether we want it to be or not, they are. If we're on fire for Jesus, we're in love with Him, it's obvious to those around us. It's obvious to our family. It's obvious to our friends. It's obvious even to the people like this guy who are coming through there just getting lumber. It is clear to them what he cares about, what he's passionate about. It's very clear to them what he doesn't like. And it's true for us too. If we're passionate about things, it'll be obvious. Or it is. I mean, there's no hiding it. We think. We do. We think in our mind we're hiding it, but we're not. We can't. Because we're made in God's image, and what we are shows. And, you know, the more we try to hide it, the more obvious it gets. And we think the whole time that we're hiding something. But, you know, it's going to come out. It is. It does. It's obvious. It's clear. It shows. And I don't know about you, but for one, I want to be sharing Jesus. I want to be sharing passion for the kingdom of heaven. I want to be sharing God things. I want to be passionate about those things. I want that when people ask me the questions, whatever that may be, like that guy with the baseball, I want that question to be Jesus. I want that question to be something about the Bible. I want that question to be something about loving God. You know what I mean? I want it to be the things of the kingdom of heaven, the things of God that open me up, that cause me to get excited and want to talk. And we all should want that. But it is an effort to do that. You know, even just like the guy, I mean, he's got to make an effort to watch baseball. He's got to make an effort to learn about each player. And he does. And he knows all the stats and all the stuff. You know, he may, most likely this guy's probably never read a book in his life, but he can tell you every player, every year, and everything there is to know about the Rangers. I mean, he could be a book in himself about the Texas Rangers. You know what I'm saying? But that's because that's what he's passionate about. The things that we're passionate about are the things that we're going to put in our heart and the things that are going to come out of our heart, out of our mouth. Because what is in our heart is what is going to come out of our mouth. And so, I just to back that up, I read this other scripture tonight and was just thinking on those thoughts, and I was looking at this, and it says in 1 Peter 1:13, I'm sorry. 1 Peter 1:13, if you want to write that down or look at it, it says this: therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also, hang on, let me read that again. But as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who, without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of the Lamb, without blemish and without spot. You know, when we were lost, when we were in sin, the things we were passionate about were completely different things, and we were one way. When we come to Jesus and we fall in love with Him, we can become passionate about Him, and His blood washes us, our passions change, our desires change, what we want changes. It's supposed to. It does. It absolutely does. If it's genuine, if our encounter with Him is genuine, then our desires change. Who we are changes. And He says, admonishing us to gird up the loins of our mind and be sober and be full of hope and grace in the revelation of Jesus Christ. And, you know, something I read here that I wanted to point out in that, you know, just talking about that, you know, we become passionate about Jesus. We become passionate about the things of the kingdom of heaven and what we're called to be, what we're called to do, and who we're called to be in Him and in the kingdom, and what He's called us to do. You know, one thing we need to keep in mind is that one of the greatest things to think about is the value that is placed on us. You know, I don't know that I've ever thought about it quite this way, but the value of us as a human being, God concerned about us as individuals, is so big. It's beyond silver. It's beyond gold. It's beyond land. It's beyond even owning a whole country, being a king, having things. There's nothing on this earth. There's no amount of it that equals the value that God places on us as individuals. Nothing. The blood of His own Son is our value. I just think about that for a second. Our value is found in what it costs to purchase us. You get that? The value, like the truck I'm trying to sell a truck. The value of that truck is based in what I can sell it for and the purchase price that someone is willing to pay for it. That's what the value is. It's an older truck. There's really no blue book value. The value is what somebody's willing to pay for it. There's a general ballpark idea, yeah. There's something that I'm asking to try to get. But at the end of the day, what someone comes along and is willing to pay for it is the value of it. Our value is the blood of Jesus Christ. Our value is God Himself, His own Son. I don't know of a higher price. There isn't one. In this universe, in all of eternity, there is not a higher price. That is what we're worth. Our value is so huge. It's so high. It's not even possible to wrap our mind around that value. I mean, it's so big. And so with that kind of value, we should treat ourselves differently. We should think differently. We should act differently. We should make sure that our passions are in line with who and what God called us to be. We should make sure that whatever we're putting in our heart and whatever's coming out of our heart lines up with those passions and lines up with the value that God has placed on us. The price that He paid is our value, and that's His own blood, His own Son. And we should not take that lightly. Like He said, we're going to be judged for every idle word. And I'm not trying to say that to say, oh, be afraid. No. I'm saying it to say, take it seriously. It's easy to be complacent. It's easy to go, oh, well, you know what? I can be comfortable and I can do this my way and how I want to and kick back and relax and go through the motions. But you know what? We're worth more than that. This is a bigger deal than that. There's so much more that we're called to do, that we're supposed to do. Our value's too high to just be something sitting there. or be someone sitting, or to be pulling out treasure that's not good out of our hearts, to be saying things that don't bring Him good glory and good things, and speak well of Him and make a good example of Him and who He is. And we should be aware of that all the time. Like the scripture says, be holy as He is holy. So we should be striving for that. Do we mess up? Sure. But our heart should be always with it in mind that our value is way up there. I mean, it's not even viewable in thought. But in mind, we can know that our value is so high that we're priceless, and that we should act accordingly. We should act in a way that lines up with that. We should be striving for holiness. We should be striving for passion, for love, for God, to do what He's called us to do, to be who He's called us to be. And you know, if those things are in mind, and if we're paying attention to what we're putting in our heart so that out of our heart comes good things, and that we're bearing good fruit, and that that's our focus, and if that's our passion, and that if we're aware of that, and we're focused on that, and we're taking this seriously, then we will be taking seriously what we're watching, what we're doing, who we're with, when we're with them, what we're saying when we're around people. And I'm not talking about not hanging out with people who are lost, because that's we should be doing that. But when we're around those people, we shouldn't be doing what they're doing. We should be the thermostat. We should be the ones leading the way. And if that can't be, then we don't need to be there. I mean, if they're leading us down a path that's causing us to pull out evil treasure, then we need to do a heart check, take a step back and say, okay, this ain't cool. And if we can't, in that atmosphere with those people, be what we're supposed to be and do what we're supposed to do and love God like we're supposed to love God and pull out of our heart good things and good fruit, then we need to seriously think about whether we're supposed to be around those people. I'm serious. But the better thing to do is to step back and get our heart straight, get it right, and step back into the situation and lead them to Jesus. That's the best thing to do. But if we can't, then we shouldn't just continue on so that we continue to go down. I mean, as believers, we've got to watch the fruit we're bearing. We've got to watch what's going into our heart and what's coming out of our heart and how we're living, because it's important. It's a big deal. People around us are watching. People that know that we're believers are paying attention to everything we do. Trust me, I know. Everything we say and everything we do is important. He said every idle word. That's what He said. There's a reason He said that. And so I just want this to be not, I want this to be an encouragement. It's an encouragement. It's an encouragement to say, hey, look, take a second look. Take a look again at Scripture and what God says about this kind of thing, about what we're saying, about how we're living, about what we're thinking about what we're focusing on, about what's in our heart, what's going into our heart, about what we're passionate about. Ask God this week, hey God, okay, look, I know that I think that everything's square, but seriously, am I focused on what I'm supposed to be focused on, what You want me to be focused on? Am I really passionate about what You're wanting me to be passionate about? And then do a check. Do an inventory. Look at where you're spending most of your time. Look at where, just boil it down to one thing. What is it that you think about that causes you to get excited? Boil it down to that. If it's not Jesus, I'm not saying other things can't excite you. I love to go fishing. I ain't been in a long time. And I hope that Jesus lets me go soon. I'm hoping we get to go Friday. But what should excite us? I mean, I'm talking about not just, oh, that's great. I'm not talking about a blizzard at Dairy Queen excitement. I'm talking about like a new car kind of feeling. You know what I'm saying? Or above. But you know what I mean? Like something big. So what is that thing day to day, week to week, that excites you, that causes you to want to get up in the morning? Because that's the treasure in your heart. And if it's not Him, if it's not His Spirit, His passion, if it's not the kingdom of heaven, if it's not God, if it's not Jesus, then you need to think. You need to look. You need to pray. Just being honest. And I'm including myself in that category. You know, I'm doing a heart check here myself right now. And when I leave here, same thing. And I'm not saying we're off track. I'm just trying to encourage and say, I feel like that's what God's saying. Do a heart check this week. Look at what you're passionate about. Look at what really excites you, what gets you up in the morning, what really makes you tick, really makes you want to get going. And if it's not Him, then ask Him to put some passion back into your tank. Some fuel back on the fire. Whatever you got to do. Like I preached about Sunday about the first love thing. I mean, what's in our hearts, what's going to come out of our mouth, and it's an obvious thing if it's not right. It's an obvious thing if it's wrong. If it's an obvious thing if it's lukewarm. If it's an obvious thing if it's off base. If it's an obvious thing if we're on fire, passionate, and in love with Jesus. Does it mean that every word that comes out of your mouth has to be Scripture? No. But there should be an excitement. There should be a passion. And doesn't all have to be Scripture? It doesn't have to be religious. But it should be love, and it should be real. And it should be about Jesus. Make sense? So I'm just going to leave it there and pray. Father God, I thank You for tonight, God, and I just ask that You would, for all of us, myself included, tonight, that You would this week help us to check our hearts. Help us to check where our passions lie and where our focus is, and to really examine it with Your Holy Spirit's help, what makes us tick, what makes us get up in the morning, what puts a smile on our face, what makes us excited, what it is that's in our heart that is coming out of our mouth and affecting everyone around us, including ourselves, including You, God. I pray that You help us this week to examine that. And if we're off in the slightest bit or in a whole lot, either way, help us get it right, get it on course. Fill our tanks with passion. Fill our tanks with Your love. Fill our tanks with Your help to focus on You, to focus on what You've called us to do, who You've called us to be. And God, I pray that in our lives, all of us individually, if there's something that is a distraction to us individually, even if it's a good thing, if it's got us off course, God, I pray that You show us, make it clear, make it obvious that, hey, that's not the treasure that's supposed to be in your heart. That is a distraction. It might be good. It might be okay. It might be great. But it's not what I want in your heart. It's not what I want you focused on. And so, God, I pray that You show us that this week. And God, that if we're on track and we're on focus, then God, I pray that You encourage us. Encourage us. Say, yes, You're right on. You're going for it. Keep going for it. Cheer for us. I know You do. And so I pray that out, God, right now in Jesus' name, that You continue to cheer for us to succeed, to cheer for us to follow You, to fulfill Your passions and desires for us, God, to become all that You've called and created us to be. God, that we wouldn't miss a moment, a day, a minute, an hour, a second, a thing, God, whatever it is You have before us, a person to talk to, someone to pray for, or whatever it is, God, a dream, a vision, all of those things that You've created us, a prophetic word, whatever it is, God, You created all that. You put all that in us. You speak all that through us. You do that for us. And I pray, God, that we wouldn't miss anything because of good things or because of distractions or because of bad things, whatever it is. Whatever it is we focus our passion and attention on, God, I pray that You make sure that You help us, that we open our hearts and let You help us make that straight, right, and clear and sure. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys.